There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along, and easy to reach out and communicate with us on the text line at 343-0106, 343-0106 for text. Also, phone calls to the same number, 343-0106, and using the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can always leave us a talkback message. All right, coming up on today's show, April Marie Fogle, Todd Stacey, Erica Thomas. But as we get started today, the press conference wrapped up just a little bit ago, last hour, about 11:30, this started as Mobile County District Attorney Keith Blackwood had a press conference discussing the Sanger Theater shooting. Let's go to some of that audio from earlier today.
Good morning. Thank you all for being here. I want to thank Detective Rory Graves, Chief Jackson, Chief Jones for being here and for joining me. We are heartbroken and infuriated by the tragic shooting at the historic Sanger Theater during a children's dance recital, an event meant to celebrate our youth and our community's spirit. Our prayers are with the victim's family, with the other victim that was shot, with the children, the families, the audience members who were present and witnessed this horrific act, and the entire community reeling from this violence. This incident reflects a broader pattern of verbal arguments escalating to deadly violence in our community, and we must face this reality with courage and clarity. We cannot and will not accept this violent behavior. Accountability begins with us, all of us. It starts with recognizing that every life lost to violence is a loss of our shared humanity. We hold those who choose violence accountable by rejecting the notions that disputes must end in bloodshed. To the community affected by this, I say your voices, your pain, and your strength are heard. You are not defined by these acts, but by your resilience and commitment to change. To the wider community, I say, stand with us, not apart from us, as we work toward healing and safety for all. Together we can build a culture of peace where our children can dance without fear, where disagreements are resolved with words and not weapons, and where our historic spaces remain sanctuaries of unity. To that end, today I'm announcing that I have reviewed the investigation up to this point. I reviewed it this morning, and I'm charging Marcus Sanders with capital murder and the death of Carl Williams. Sanders will also be charged with assault first degree for the shooting of another victim. Sanders will potentially face the death penalty, which will be determined at a later date. We will not tolerate this despicable violence in Mobile County. I'll open the floor for questions.
Keith, his lawyer claims that this was self-defense and that the cheating victim in this was actually the aggressor. History of a physical confrontation with him and his ex-girlfriend. Comment on that?
I've heard that, and I think the evidence is going to dictate otherwise. I should also note that the defendant created a completely reckless situation for the hundreds of people present, including children, shooting toward a stage where children were present, and so I don't think the provisions of self-defense are going to apply in this case.
And so, I guess because it's capital, a Niazol wouldn't apply because it's a capital offense, and this will be sent up to circuit court. That's the procedure?
It will start in district court. The general practice here is to appoint a circuit court judge, a special district court judge, so that one judge will have the entire case. But Anaya's law does not apply in a capital offense. The defendant will not be constitutionally entitled to bond.
Do y'all know if the gun was his?
We do know that, whether or not it was his, but don't want to share at this point.
Can you just speak to the safety, you know, things that were implemented at the theater at the time? Were there anything, you know, that didn't go as planned that could have probably prevented this from happening?
No, I understand that there was security in place. I don't think this is a problem of security. I think this is a problem of violence, of verbal altercations turning into bloodshed. And here is where it has to stop. This is capital murder for a murder in the presence of the victim's child under the age of 14. That is also an aggravator that would allow the state to seek the death penalty. However, that determination will be made once the investigation is complete and we've had a chance to go through our process and review it.
Keith, the city council president said today that this is actually the fault of the state legislature for amending the pistol permit law, and not having that requirement on the books is leading to more violent incidents. Do you have an opinion on that?
My opinion is that this is the fault of Marcus Sanders, and that's why he's being charged with capital murder and assault first.
And so do you know when he would have his next hearing under this new charge?
I do not know at this point.
But I guess it would be district court proceeding, but a circuit court judge would be appointed to handle it and then would keep it through the entire process?
That's been our general practice. He'll be arraigned on the new charge, then a preliminary hearing will be set.
He was supposed to be doing a court tomorrow. Is that still on the docket?
I don't know at this point.
But I mean, that would be superseded, I guess, by this, right? I mean,
correct. Yes, the capital murder charge will supersede.
All right. So some of that press conference that happened just about a little over a half hour ago with Mobile County District Attorney Cleith Blackwood, you heard him lay out the prosecution side here. Of course, the security question came up again, you know, and good for District Attorney Blackwood. This idea that you have to have a magnetometer and everything. I mean, yes, security is a good thing, but this is done by a person, right? So good for the DA. You know, it's the fault of the shooter, not of security. Now, can we do security better? Sure. But, you know, this idea that we're going to focus on the security part of it. I mean, it was a kid's dance recital. That's what this is. Also, you heard the mention of the permitless carry. This has come up here. John Sharp over at AL.com has a story that he posted yesterday. A headline, Alabama permitless carry law targeted by Mobile mayoral candidate after the theater shooting. So I guess that came up in council today. But John writes, a Mobile mayoral candidate is calling for gun reform in the aftermath of the deadly shooting Sunday inside the Sanger Theater in downtown Mobile during a children's dance recital. State Representative Barbara Drummond, who is running for mayor, said she will lead an effort among the state's cities to demand the Alabama legislature repeal its permitless carry law approved during the 2022 legislative session. A quote here from Drummond said, if elected mayor, I will spearhead an effort by cities to demand the legislature repeal the open carry law, which, by the way, that's not what happened. So open carry is one thing. Open carry, I'm sorry to interrupt the quote here, but open carry has been legal for the state's history. I mean, maybe some point in the way, way past, but open carry has been legal. What we're talking about is concealed carry without a permit. So go back. Her quote, if elected mayor, I'll spearhead an effort by the cities to demand the legislature repeal the open carry law and empower municipalities to ban guns in public areas. To ban guns, how are we going to do that? This would be interesting. And hopefully if I get an interview here coming up with mayoral candidate Drummond, we'll ask that. How do you ban guns in public areas? That means anything that's public, right? So the streets of Mobile are public. Do you have to have a magnetometer on every street to get He then goes on to say in a statement to AL.com, it's common sense to save innocent lives and ensure Mobile is safe for everyone. We cannot allow gun violence to shatter the spaces where our families gather, our children perform, and our community finds joy. End quote. I agree with Barbara Drummond 100% on that part. Drummond's statement refocuses the gun debate in Alabama on the measure adopted by the GOP-led legislature to remove the longtime requirement of obtaining a permit to carry a concealed handgun. It also... to carry it in your vehicle and to carry it's, but this is where would that have changed the outcome of the theater? So I mean, half of that quote for Representative Drummond, I agree with. We got to do something. Is this the thing? I mean, would that have prevented this dirtbag from murdering and wounding inside a children's recital? I mean, it's a fair question to ask, and we'll talk about it with you when we come back at 343-0106. That's the text line and the phone line, 343-0106. Plus, coming up after 12:30, April Marie Fogle joins me. Got Todd Stacey, moved him to Tuesday. He'll be in the 1 o'clock hour, plus Erica Thomas. And if I get time today, Ukrainian techno music and how it may have landed a big blow against Russia.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:21 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Hey, also, I heard this morning, so happy birthday, Allegri Market. Celebrating their anniversary, I think 23 years. I heard Vince on with Dan and Dalton this morning. What's up, Vince? What's up, Patty? 23 years. Awesome. And today, to celebrate the gift for you, I don't know how this works. They're having the birthday, but they're giving us gifts. Vince Pins picked a bunch of cantaloupes, and man, do love cantaloupe. And if you go by today and wish them a happy birthday, they'll hand you a cantaloupe. So they picked a bunch. Free cantaloupe for you today when you stop by Allegri Market. So make sure to put that on. If you can get it done during lunch today or after work or whatever, stop on by. Tell them happy birthday. Grab that cantaloupe while you're there. All right, to the text line here. Let's go. Oh my gosh, where do I get started? So John says, unnamed texter says, what about the councilman, Councilman Small blaming the state of Alabama for the shooting at Sanger Theater? You know, I didn't hear what happened at council meeting today. I gave you the story of mayoral candidate, but Representative Barbara Drummond, what she had to say about the permitless carry. But it went on in that story. For her to say that you could make it a, let's see, I'm just trying to find the story in front of me, but it would be like banning guns from public areas. I mean, that seems, yeah, where's the quote? Here's a quote in John Sharp's story from AL.com. Drummond said, if elected mayor, I will spearhead an effort by cities to demand the legislature repeal the open carry law, which, once again, I corrected it. She means permitless concealed carry, and empower municipalities to, I guess that's what she means, and empower municipalities to ban guns in public areas, end quote. I mean, that's, I mean, we're all looking for solutions, and solutions, I don't have the solution. I think I have some of it, which, by the way, another great show from my man, John Young, last night. If you missed it, you can always go grab the podcast. You know, we do 56 hours a week of live local shows. If you go to our website or to our app or anywhere you subscribe for podcast and look for Tonight in Mobile, you just make sure it's FM Talk 106.5. And then Tonight in Mobile with Mr. Mobile, John Young. You'll get the podcast from last night if you didn't catch it when it aired. Another great show from John. He discussed that at some a couple times throughout the show. Let's go to Maximus. Good to hear from you, Maximus. I said, Barbara Drummond is spouting off unconstitutional garbage to win votes. Never waste a crisis. Listen, half of what she said, like I said, half of what she said, I agree with. I mean, my heart is broken. I mean, you heard me yesterday. I'm disgusted by this. But just like you, and I got, hold on the phone lines. We'll get to you in 1 second. Just like the DA said, though, the fact is that the dirtbag, I don't want to use his name, the dirtbag is to blame, not magnetometers, not permitless carry, which, you know, I told you I was kind of listened to law enforcement folks on permitless carry, but they weren't saying that it was things like this that would come from permitless carry. It was more like in vehicles. That part I don't agree with. But yes, trying to figure out a way to keep this from happening. Yeah. But a lot of this is not in guns or magnetometers. A lot of this is in human beings and how they resolve problems. You heard the district attorney say that. Use words. I mean, I told Dalton, as a little bit of a lark, I said, you know, Dalton, we should probably go in the studio and both go put our handguns we carry, if we carried them, if we did, on the control board here, and then you and I have a disagreement. And guess what will not happen? Dalton and I could have the biggest disagreement ever. We're not going to shoot each other. All right, Angry Patriot said, Sean, if they try to ban guns in public, there will probably be a revolution. Of course, I agree with you. I don't know. Did I miss something? Oh, this is further from Fire Dog here. Okay. A Fire Dog said, there's a manned metal detector at the entrance of every house. There's a manned metal detector at the entrance of every house in Birmingham and Mobile, or pass another pointless law that only law-abiding citizens would follow. Maybe the law says murder is super bad and you'll get a strongly worded letter from the DA. And then added, also, do we go to hell for listening to Midday Mobile or only Jeff Porcio? Also, do you go to hell if you listen, if April Marie's filling in that day? I don't know. I've not checked in on that. I don't know what the deal is. All right, let's go to the phones here at 343-0106. And Frank in Theodore is up first. Hey, Frank.
Hey, bud.
Hey, man.
Good show.
Thanks.
I love listening to you.
Thank you.
You know, I'm in my 60s, and back even through school, you get in a fight. You didn't pull guns, knives. You know, you threw fist, and 2 or 3 days later, you might be hanging out together.
That's right.
I don't understand this younger generation. I mean, they're throwing their lives away, and, you know.
And the lives of innocent people. I mean, you know, if they would be tough guys. You know, one of my buddies texted me about this yesterday. He was saying, a field at Spring Hill College. I've always said the tarmac at Brookley. It could be tough, guys. We're going to have a set of time. Y'all go out there, and everybody will back off, and y'all shoot it out. You know, leave the rest of us out of it.
Well, that or put on gloves.
Yeah.
You know, get in the ring, put on gloves.
Well, that would be the good thing. I'm saying this is what you're saying is a true thing. And you're right. I mean, you know, it's something has changed, and people I talk to in law enforcement say a lot of times these shooters are chickens. To throw fists, they're scared to go mano a mano.
Yeah, they find what they think is the easy way out.
Yeah,
and but all they're doing is hurting their self, their family, and the families of the people that they shoot and kill.
Absolutely, Frank. I appreciate your call. I mean, think about those little girls at that recital. The families having to see that. It's absolutely disgusting. And I heard District Attorney mention that too, that maybe part of this is it's a capital murder charge, but shooting in front of the child of that person, it amplifies the charge. So, I mean, I did not know that was one of the circumstances would move it to capital. But, I mean, think about the damage done to and that child and all the children there. Rock and Roll Doctor said, it is a security issue. You think prosecuting this piece of dung is going to change the shoot-to-kill mentality? Pretty naive. No, I do not think so. Had there been magnetometers at the Sanger, the thug wouldn't have been able to bring it inside the venue and shoot two people in front of kids. Yeah, he could have shot the dude outside, but it wouldn't have been in front of everybody. Those folks are going to be permanently, mentally, emotionally impaired because he was able to bring that gun in there. Rock and Roll Doctor, I said yesterday, every time I've gone to the Sanger lately, I've gone through a magnetometer. But this idea that magnetometers are going to fix what is a societal ill is not going to happen. I do, yes. Pragmatically, you're 100% correct. Idealistically, I think there's more to talk about. All right, coming right back. April Marie Fogel joins us. Cory Booker. Doing a Nazi salute? Well, we'll talk about that with her when we come back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35, FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. By the way, it's National Bicycle Day today. How about that? Do that? So, of course, you're like, there's a segue coming. Of course, there's a segue coming. This segment of the show brought to you by my man, Clint Jameson, at Adventure Earth Bicycles. And he's got his spring sale continuing here. Now, e-bike, and he wanted to be remind you, sale is also on what he calls the Amish bikes, the non-electric bikes in stock. But on the e-bikes, which I told you got me back in a couple of years ago, here in my 50s, I'm riding a bicycle like I haven't done since my 20s. And the electric bike is one of the reasons why. And people say, oh, you just ride around like a moped. You can. You can do it all electric all the time. But I actually have like an assist mode. I put my bike in. So I pedal. And then if you're going through soft sand or up a hill or something like that, it gives you a little boost there. It makes riding the bicycle fun. Therefore, you ride it more days, more often, more distance, and you get exercise. It's great. Spring sale underway right now. E-bikes, he has Fuji e-bikes that are regular, and I think it's the most popular line, the Fujis. Regularly, they're $1,800. Right now, they're $1,200. The Denago Commute 2 e-bikes that are normally $2,100 are $1,700 right now. Plus, he has more Ufree e-bikes and Big Sur e-bikes in stock. And he ordered these bikes and before the tariffs kicked in, so he doesn't have the... So he did a big order, so the tariff prices are not in there, and he's going to keep selling them at the normal price. Check them out in person. That's the most fun at Adventure Earth Bicycles. They're at the corner of Little Flower and Airport in Midtown. But you can browse online, adventure-earth.com. That's the website. Check it out, where I got my bike. A good old-fashioned bike shop from a buddy of mine. We've been knowing each other a couple decades now. Go see Clint Jameson at Adventure Earth Bicycles and celebrate by getting a bike or two on this National Bike Day. All right, without further ado, you know her, you love her from the world of print and, of course, of electronic media, the number one fill-in host at FM Talk 106.5, April Marie Fogle, joins us now. Hey.
Well, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. I do want to, because I want to mention the folks that we were going to talk about, Cory Booker's salute, and not the one-finger salute, which is, we need to see people use the one-finger salute, but this is the Nazi salute, right? This is what they went after Musk for. At one point, now lately it's ketamine and ecstasy, and we'll get to that in a second, but that he was giving a Nazi salute to rile up, I guess, the closeted Nazis out there. And now I see this last night, video of one Democrat, United States Senator, pretty well known, Cory Booker, giving, it looks like a Nazi salute to me, if we're going to call these all Nazi salutes.
Yeah, it's the same motion, by the way, that there are images out there of, you know, half a dozen big Democrats doing. Cory Booker, his is remarkable because it's literally, if you put them, and I've seen a half a dozen people do it, if you splice the video up, it's the exact same motion Elon did. And the hypocrisy of the media, who spent days railing on Elon, giving Booker a pass, just shows you exactly who they are.
Oh, story after story about it. I want to point out to y'all, my reaction is, I don't think Cory Booker is a Nazi. And I don't think Elon Musk is a Nazi. I think in both cases, it's silly. But it was used against Elon Musk. And there are people out there, it's confirmation bias. And I tell people on the right to be careful, you don't get caught in as well. But people on the left are so sure they had to have some reason to get mad at Elon Musk. They couldn't get mad about, well, he's going to try to make sure there's not waste in government. Okay, so what can we get mad at him about? Oh, he's a Nazi. He's a Nazi, so that's why we're mad at him.
You know, here's the thing is Elon, it's so hard for the left to vilify somebody who's, using his own money to pioneer space travel, who's pushing their green agenda, who's doing all these things. But then he turned around and embraced Trump, and they're like, oh, no. And so I agree with you. I don't think any of these guys are Nazis. And I think that this is just absolute shameless attention-seeking from the media to try to destroy your reputation. And here's the crazy thing is I've been to a bunch of these anti-Trump protests. The people who go to these, they actually believe it. Like, they're at home making homemade signs that are like, Musk is a Nazi. And they're never going to sit at home and make themselves a Booker as a Nazi sign.
Yeah, instead of going, what would be fair if they say, well, you know what, I don't like what Musk is doing because I think it's going to cut services for these different departments that I think are important. That's a debate. I may disagree, but that's a fair debate. That's what we do in this republic. But this, well, you got me over the cold. You're a Nazi. Oh, come on.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And the media, I'm glad that this, you know, I'm glad that this shows the hypocrisy. We've known it, right? Those of us who watched what happened with Elon, watched the symbol from his heart to the, you know, the people in the crowd, we knew it was all BS. But now to be able to call them on it, to be able to watch in real time and say, this was never about the symbol. This was about you wanting to tie him to Nazism. And we've discussed this before. It really makes me angry because if you take a word like Nazi or racist or whatever bigot or whatever ist you're going to call people today, and use it as an insult where it doesn't actually fit, you're devaluing the impact of the word. When someone says that Joe's a Nazi, I want to go, oh, show me who Joe is so I know who to avoid.
Correct.
If you call everybody a Nazi, you devalue that word.
No, I 100% agree. I've been talking about this decade plus because there are real examples of bigotry out there. So when you call everything bigotry, then we get a real case of it. It's been defanged for sure. And also, I mean, I talked about this back then. I don't know. I'm just a regular guy. Look at things regular guy way. But was he backstage, Elon Musk going, okay, I tell you what, I'm not an elected position and there's not a current race going on to get the, I don't know, 7 or 8 Nazis out there, the voting block of them. So I'm going to go out on stage and give a Nazi salute to let them know to do what? What? Where would the payoff for that be? I mean, it was that dumb back then, and now at least there's an example on the other side. I don't think either guy is a Nazi.
No, I don't think either one is. And here's the thing is, back to your point earlier, is the media doesn't think these guys are Nazis. They just know that that if they call Musk a Nazi, if they call Trump a Nazi, if they call conservatives Nazis, then that will stick because nobody wants to be a Nazi.
No, I would hope not. And also, while we're talking about Musk, before we go to the next subject, so the story hits you. So Musk is out after the 130 days. We could talk about whether that was pre-planned, like they poured it out, or it's just, you know, too big personality, whatever it is. He's out and after donating his time to our country. So they had nothing else to attack on. Then they have the big hit piece comes out in New York Times that he's on ketamine and ecstasy, and I don't know if those are the same thing, but like multiple drugs out there. And I said, you know, this probably, if I'm working at a Just Say No place or a drug education council, I'm like, shut up, New York Times, because the kids out there were trying to say, hey, don't get on drugs, kid. It doesn't turn out well, except for the wealthiest man on planet Earth. I mean, you know, I'm thinking maybe that was my failure that I was not on ketamine and ecstasy. Maybe I'd have gone farther.
I think that it is these personal attacks on Musk are ridiculous. Ketamine is what Matthew Perry, the Friends star, it's how he died. He died of using ketamine.
Is it a downer? I'm not trying to be. I know it's a thing. I'm not completely ignorant. I've heard the name, but is it a downer or an upper?
I don't think it's either. I think it's just a hallucinogenic.
Okay.
You know, do you remember how kids used to trip acid?
Yeah, well, sure. I'm familiar with acid. I just don't know ketamine.
It's like that. Ketamine is interestingly used, and it's been used for anesthesiology for a long time, right? Anesthesiologists will use ketamine, but it has recently been used to treat both as pain management and treatment-resistant depression, and has had phenomenal results there. There are ketamine where you clinics that are popping up around the United States.
I know they treated some veterans with this, right? I mean, I think it's been used with, yeah.
Well, and that's what Matthew Perry was, the friend star who was on it, that's what he was using it to treat his, you know, he had a substance abuse problems, and then he, in his substance abuse depression, you know, program, once he was sobered up, he had depression and other things, I believe was his diagnosis, of other things, it's the technical, right? But he had, and that's what he was prescribed the ketamine for, and then he ended up going beyond what he was supposed to be doing with it, and that's how he died. But tying this to Elon Musk, this game of gotcha, because they don't like his politics. I saw the drug use thing, and it didn't. Your point to, you know, this doesn't help the Just Say No campaign. This isn't good for the DARE program.
Right, right.
The whole hit piece against Elon made me really angry, and you know, there was a lot of talk about from significant others or women who have had his children, and I just felt like it was a completely personal attack, and you know, somewhat unfounded, because it's just people saying, "Well, he does these drugs."
Well, I'm saying even if he does, let's say, but let me say, I'm going to believe he does the drugs, then it's a tough, that's a tough road to hoe, right? If he does the drugs. But he's completely, I mean, we want to show the kids, I don't want the kids going, oh yeah, well, you know, Elon Musk does them, and he's, you know, I don't want to have that argument. So please, New York Times, you're hurting us parents out there. I mean, because the kids can turn around and say, I can do it. Right, look at him. He's the most successful man on planet Earth. You know.
Yeah. It's a very frustrating, and the media was reckless in their reporting. And I think that, you know, they didn't say whether or not he had prescription ketamine or whether he was using recreational ketamine, whether he was doing it, you know, in a controlled environment or not in a controlled environment, whether they just make these things look cool, and they can be rather dangerous.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Bringing it back home to Alabama here, and the story that I would have changed the headline. I mean, it's been written up a couple of places. I would have said scattered, smothered, and fired. For an Alabama Waffle House employee who was, the story is the person was fired because they refused service because somebody talk about bigotry, right? They were Trump supporter.
It ties right into our earlier conversation that this absolutely ignorant, absolutely just what a loser do you have to be to say somebody wearing a Trump shirt, he said, is a Nazi or a fascist. And so he said that I told a Nazi I wouldn't cook for him. So he and his goons tried to catch me outside, blah, blah, blah. And he said he was proud of the fact that a Trump supporter did not receive his food. Dude, you work at Waffle House. You have to have all sorts of clientele. I mean, literally, I've seen some wealthy individuals at Waffle House. I love me some Waffle House. This guy sitting at Waffle House deciding he's going to be the judge and jury of the character of someone based on their T-shirt? F that.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he didn't have a shirt on, they could say no shoes, no shirt, no service. But in this case, the story here is in Helena, Alabama, employee Harry Black said he was fired from, said the altercation occurred Friday. Black told AL.com he lost his job Saturday morning. Here's the other part of it, though. Accompanying the fundraiser that's going on now, said a screenshot from Facebook post sent to a private group that questions throwing people out for wearing a Trump shirt. So now there's people going to give him money now because he wouldn't sell?
The fundraiser is up to $4,600. Okay, so he's almost raised $5,000 from a total of 98 contributions, including one dude. The top contributor gave $750 to this guy for refusing service to a Trump supporter. And so, you know, here's the thing is, this day and age, you have a job, you go, if your job isn't political, right, you're not a political commentator, keep your political commentary to yourself while you're doing your shift. And that should go for across the board. If your job has nothing to do with politics, don't bring politics into your job when it comes to your customers.
And the way I read the story, the customer wasn't, he just was wearing the shirt and came in and
ordering absolutely.
whatever the Grand Slam.
Nothing. Yeah, absolutely nothing to do with nothing. Wasn't insulting anybody. Wasn't, you know, whatever. I think about this because I wear shirts. I wear clothing, shockingly, right? That have political messages on them all the time. As a matter of fact, I just got a recent hoodie that says "Embrace Exclusion." And I've had people ask me, what does that mean? And I'm like, get boys out of girls' spaces. And they're like, oh, love it. But I think you, when you wear a shirt, you know, with a political message on it, maybe you expect a little side eye, but you don't expect somebody to be, this is a typical liberal, I'm not, that t-shirt makes you a Nazi fascist, I won't give you your hash browns now. Give me a freaking break.
Scattered, smothered, and fired. All right, you've got some double duty. You're filling in for Jeff this week.
I am filling in for Jeff this week, so you guys will get to hear me. And I'm looking through the financial disclosures, and so we'll have some local stuff. It looks like you guys, there's some shenanigans happening. I can't wait to talk about with Barbara Drummond saying she's elected the mayor of Mobile. She's going to repeal permitless carry. Oh, you guys know how that makes me feel. So we'll talk all of our Second Amendment good stuff.
And in the meantime, they want to reach out to you online. Where's the best place?
The best place to find me is on X, but I'm writing on 1819.com and not quite as much on social media these days.
Okay, so either go straight to 1819news.com or the ketamine-fueled X platform for more interaction.
There you go.
All right, talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
WKRG News 5, I'm Devin Walsh. Charges have been upgraded for the suspect accused of killing a man after allegedly opening fire inside the Sanger Theater during a child's dance recital over the weekend. 27-year-old Marcus Sanders was denied bond this morning. Sanders allegedly shot 27-year-old Carl Williams III during an argument inside the theater Sunday night, steps away from where children were performing. Another person was also injured. Four people are hospitalized after a crash involving a loaded ambulance this morning in Locksley. It happened at the intersection of Highway 59 and Flowerwood Road. According to eyewitnesses, the ambulance was traveling north with lights and sirens through the intersection when a Dodge pickup truck crashed into the driver's side. This week, Mobile City leaders will celebrate the beginning of work to dredge the lake at Langan Municipal Park. Thursday, state and local officials will hold a ceremony at the lake. Once work begins, crews will remove more than 225,000 cubic yards of sediment from the lake. Devin Walsh, WKRG News 5.
Mike Ward's Liberty Safe has the largest selection of the largest safes on the Gulf Coast. Whether you need a Liberty Safe for documents, jewelry, cash, or guns, we've got the right safe for you. Liberty Safes are made in the USA and have a lifetime transferable warranty against attempted break-ins and fire. Trust the folks at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes to deliver your safe up to 50 miles for one low price. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, where it's service after the sale. Just look for the giant yellow safe at exit 5B I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile and like us on Facebook.
Baseball fans, it's officially time to play ball and make some money while you're at it. I'm Dalton Orwig, and if you're like me, you'll love getting in on the action. That's why I'm making my picks on Underdog, one of the top sports apps out there, and it's now live right here in Alabama. It's super simple. Just pick whether your favorite player is going higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, or home runs. You can play for as little as $1, and if you hit all of your picks right, you could win up to 1,000 times your money. I'm always watching for great matchups and loading up my entries, sometimes going higher on strikeouts for a hot pitcher or lower on hits for a tough defense. It's a fun way to put your baseball knowledge to the test. Ready to get in the game? Download the Underdog app and sign up now using the promo code Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N. You'll unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus credits when you make your first deposit. It's the Underdog Fantasy app. The promo code is Dalton. Must be 19 plus in Alabama and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Hey, brother. Saw you called.
John, I've been thinking about our days during the war, and I just...
I'm on my way.
Thanks, man.
If you're a veteran struggling with depression, anxiety, or need someone to talk to, call 800-273-8255. Press 1. It's private and free 24/7. Call 800-273-8255 or visit vetsforhope.com. Sponsored by the Partners of Alabama's Challenge and the Alabama Broadcasters Association.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
1253 FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Hey, tomorrow out at the Battleship. So that means 1 hour of this show, and then the second hour, Takeover, Tom Claxton and the Scuttlebutt Radio Network from 1 to 2, so noon to 1, Midday Mobile, abbreviated, truncated, and then we make way for Tom. It'll be tomorrow starting at noon right here on FM Talk 106.5. Let's go to the popping text line here. Let's go to first, and then we'll come back to the earlier story. This Nick says, it's moving around on me here. Let's see. Thank you. It's Terry. Said, Sean and April, the left doesn't care. Once they get a propaganda lie in their head, they don't let it go, and it doesn't matter if one of their people do it. Of course, but here's what I think happens, Terry. Do I think I'm getting the hardcore left person to change your opinion? No. Just the way when I say things that may be more moderate, I don't think I'm getting the hardest core right person to change their mind. But the people in between that may have jumped to an opinion and then they hear more facts, they don't have to come and publicly say, I was wrong. You just hear things and go, okay, well, maybe I should pay a little more attention next time. That's with me. I learned stuff hearing alternate opinions. A lot of times I'm going, man, well, you're still wrong. And sometimes I go, well, maybe on the edge there you have a point. Not always, but once in a blue moon. IT Jesus says, I don't understand the whole Nazi thing, because if you want to know who a Nazi is, just ask them. They'll tell you. They're very proud of it. Laugh out loud. Yeah, where would be the play? I mean, I know this. I mean, I did this on show way back when this came up, but I'm like, just critical thinking for a second. Elon's backstage going, okay, what do I do to get the Nazi voting bloc to get fired up? I'm going to come out on the stage and give it. Shut up. It's just dumb. On the ketamine things, Matt says it's a sedative that's medically used, so more of a downer. What was the thing the kids, remember the old, going back in time when I was at the University of Alabama, we, like in the middle of the day, we'd watch the stupid TV talk shows like the, you know, the Maury or whatever it was. Whatever show, they'd always have the club kids come in. Weren't they on ketamine? They'd come in with the big stack shoes and it's club kids on today's whatever show. we used to laugh. Let's see. Fire Dog says, the sign says no shoes, no shirt, no service. Does that mean pants are optional? I work from home, so I always listen to 106.5 without pants. Listen, Fire Dog, I often do this show without pants on. So we're up. Sans culotte brothers there, right? Let's see here. Dr. Mariana said, hey, Sean, got to be careful with left-wing nut jobs, especially where food is concerned. Unless you can watch them prepare your food, like at Waffle House, eat elsewhere, depending on what you're wearing. Shouldn't be like that, but it is what it is. Yep, I don't know that where. I'm trying to think, last time I was in a... What was I wearing? I was in a Waffle House after the Dwight Yoakam show last week. I don't go out enough, I guess, to concern what I'm wearing. Let's see. Terry, I have to get to that one later. Let's see. very funny, whoever sent me this picture of the high stepper. I love it. This from Ricky. All right, Ricky said the left are Marxists and Elon was a Democrat. Ricky, what do you think about the fact that he's doing in the story ketamine and was ecstasy? And so we're telling our kids not to do drugs because it's going to rot their brain. But then it'd be the argument my smart mouth would have made if I was a kid and this came up. I'd been like, well, look, Mom and Dad, Elon Musk is, you know, that. Let's see, David. Sean, when you agree with me, which is a lot, you're right. When you disagree with me, you're wrong. Okay, Padawan. Coming back, Todd Stacy from Alabama Daily News and Capital Journal. Plus, we get Erica Thomas next hour as well. All coming up on Midday Mobile, hour number 2, just right after the news.